MSU Assistant Professor of Advertising and Public Relations Henry Brimmer has gained some notoriety for his entries in the Grand Rapids Art Prize. An exhibition of his works is opening today at the MSU Nisbet Building. Current State Scott Pohl stopped by yesterday while Brimmer was putting the finishing touches on More or Less. Scott, remind us what Brimmer's piece was in the Art Prize last year.
Henry Brimmer was an Art Prize finalist last year for a work called There's Something Happening Here. It was made up of silhouettes on the roofs of downtown buildings. It later came to Old Town Lansing for a while. This exhibition in the Nisbet Building opens with a reception at 3:30 today, and visitors will see Brimmer works dating back to the early 80s. At the time, he was teaching graphic design at the San Francisco Academy of Art. He and another instructor started a magazine called Photo Metro, which published works by famous photographers and students alike.
We thought that the well-known would be important in a way sort of to validate the magazine, but also to educate the younger generation. So our commitment was from the very get-go to publish as much work by unknown photographers as we could, because we thought that was a function. We were both educators and we work with students, and we knew that venues for students to get their work out or younger photographers were far and in between. So we thought, let's do that. It was a privilege, naturally, working with the well-known people who were always very willing to talk to us and have us publish their work. We did Ansel Adams. Maybe we did the last interview with Ansel Adams. We did Marion Post Walcott. We did Annie Leibovitz. We did some really big names in photography. But in between there, we also did hundreds and hundreds of just beginners or people with no names, some of whom, we're proud to say we were the first to publish their work. It just was amazing.
And it was free.
Yes, we were incompetent business people. We wanted to do a magazine, and we found that the trappings of charging for a magazine were too much work. It meant that you had to deliver the magazine and come and pick the money up that people collected. It meant that you had to then count the magazines that were sold, take the other ones. It was just too much work that we didn't want to do. And we felt that the formula of guaranteeing distribution to our advertisers that were basically the photo labs and the small camera shops or the schools that taught photography, that it was well worth the exchange. We said we print 12,000 copies every month. You can be absolutely sure that all the copies are going to go because nobody has to pay for them. They'll just pick them up.
We're talking with Henry Brimmer, an artist who has an exhibition of his work at the Nisbet Building on the MSU campus. Along with the photography associated with Photo Metro, people will get a glimpse into what it was like to publish a magazine in those days, pre-digital publication techniques.
Yes, I've been carrying for years and years and years, I've been carrying all these bits and pieces of Photo Metro, like a little archive of the plates, the printing plates, and the color keys, and the handmade knockouts for covers and things like that. So part of the exhibition, in a way, is going to be about printing and how something came together in those days when we were not using the computer. We most probably shifted to the computer about 86 or 87. We were one of the very first publications that did everything on the computer. It was very early days of digital photography, and we used programs that were anteceded Photoshop, even in digital darkroom, just really basic programs that then led to other things. For us, it meant independence because we were able then to do everything ourselves and, you know, not have to pay the typesetters and not have to do this and that. And it worked really well.
Observers who are familiar with you, Henry Brimmer, through exposure to your projects at the Grand Rapids Art Prize will get to revisit at least one of your early Art Prize entries called Touch Wood. There's a lot of the planning process involved with Touch Wood that will be on display here too.
Yeah, Touchwood was the first Art Prize project I entered. I already had a lot of work that related to wood, and I don't know exactly why, but I have an affinity to the material and enjoy working with it and just looking at it, touching it, whatever. Most of my projects are also an opportunity to learn about things. And so I worked with Walt over in the woodshop in the art department, who helped me cut 17,000 little houses, tiny houses. And I worked with a variety. I got a big chunk of a beam from a barn that the Michigan Historical Barn Association gave me, that is a beautiful piece of wood that weighs a ton. It's amazing solid wood, and I worked and sanded it and did stuff to it. It was just wonderful to work with your hands and do something different in this age of digital, to touch things and I mean, kind of sometimes even get a little bit hurt and smell things and all these things. It's just really a wonderful experience.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask if you're planning another Art Prize entry and if we'll see any hint of it in this exhibition in the Nisbet Building.
I've had an idea for 3 years already of doing a piece that it's a figure that actually spans from the rooftops that I've always worked with all the way to the floor, where cars would have to drive through the open legs of the figure. And it's a very costly project. And what I'm finding out, though, now, unfortunately, is that my last project, which was There's Something Happening Here, which became a little bit controversial, is starting to actually close some doors for me. I think that people, the building owners, the real estate people, and are a little bit afraid because the media started to talk about snipers on the roof and stuff like that, which was really never the intention. It was about security, and there were no snipers. Somebody said snipers, and the media ran with it, and it became sort of like an identifier for the project, which really was not about that at all. But Art Prize supports me. Even Rick DeVos, whose family owns a couple of buildings in Grand Rapids, has said that if I run into trouble, I should come to him and he will try to help me. So I do hope that I'll pull something off, but I don't mind sitting out one Art Prize. It's getting to be a lot of work and a lot of fundraising. I would have to raise $60,000 to do the figure, and I don't know that I can manage it in this short a time.
You can see an exhibition of Henry Brimmer's works called More or Less at the Nisbet Building on the MSU campus through May 14th. Henry Brimmer, thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.